And that is, in proposing a civil action against the Las Vegas Business Chamber of Commerce, the Las Vegas Hotel and Casino Association, in essence, the entire business infrastructure of Las Vegas, the entertainment infrastructure, it's history-making. Now, Mr. Bozell, you work in a construction trade, correct?
Yes, sir. I'm a construction contractor.
From Corona, California?
That is correct.
Now, over the last 3.5 years, you and your wife have visited Las Vegas. You admit that, like most people, you come away probably losing more money than you have won, but you're not suing because of that. You're talking about loss of faith. Let me explain, if you will. It's a pretty far-reaching theory, don't you think?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't claim to be a great gambler, Mr. Henry. I do know that when my wife and I have gone away to Las Vegas for the weekend, I think I'm a better-than-average card player. And, of course, your children are always there. Daddy, will you win some money? Daddy, will you win some money? And I guess children don't understand that the whole Las Vegas situation is certainly rigged against the player.
Why are you bringing Las Vegas into this situation, the fact that you're losing money? I mean, it's obviously it's a place where people go to gamble. I don't think there's anybody who goes to Las Vegas any reasonable person doesn't think they're probably, the odds are stacked against them.
Well, this is a city, sir, where a man who... maybe a halfway decent. Yeah, I think if you're a halfway decent gambler, you could come away and win a few dollars. I think I'm a better than average blackjack player. I'm a pretty decent poker player. I'm a little bit nervous.
Well, you're doing fine.
I like to play dice, but the city of Las Vegas is set up so that if you're a good gambler, they immediately begin to, almost from the moment you get off the plane, punish you and make your gambling experience, they skew it.
All right, you mentioned in the lawsuit, basically, the gambler, you're an experienced gambler.
I feel that I am, yeah.
And you mentioned in your lawsuit three areas where Las Vegas punishes or attacks the gambler before he gets to the casino. Tell my audience, and I've got the document here, the lawsuit here.
Well, the first area of fear, Phil, is in the area of, I'm going to try and be as I realize, the families are listening, to the area of sexuality. There are clubs in the Las Vegas, Nevada area that do specialize in very beautiful women. One of them is the Olympic Gardens.
Right.
Upon your arrival in Las Vegas, and you have probably scheduled in immediately going to the hotel, taking a shower, getting freshened up, and putting on a clean pair of slacks, and then going downstairs to play blackjack. But when you get to Las Vegas, you are all of a sudden going over to the Olympic Gardens, and by 11 o'clock, on two separate occasions, I had gone to Las Vegas. I had showered in the hotel. I was ready to go downstairs. I was going to drink ice water only. And I then went to the Olympic Gardens, and by 11 o'clock, I dropped probably $500, plus I had also, yes, I had had alcoholic drinks. And I got back to the hotel about 3 a.m., and I was in no shape.
All right, okay. I got a lot of questions for you.
All right, but let me just finish here. Number two is the constant allowing of cigarette smoking. It never ceases to amaze me how grown-up people can't figure out the reason why Las Vegas is able to keep most of their money is because by allowing cigarette smoking, you allow less oxygen to get to the brain. Now, I'm a pretty good blackjack player. In fact, I've been known by a lot of the couples that we have over to our house on Wednesday or Thursday night to be a pretty good blackjack player, and yet I will get to Las Vegas, and I immediately, and I'm suddenly looking at, I guess you could say I'm just suddenly stupid. I'm looking at a stack of maybe $300 worth of chips, and a half hour later I got two-thirds of it's gone. And I'm thinking, what is that about? So the smoking, finally... the area where they're most experienced is they begin a slow contamination of your body chemistry by introducing alcohol into your system.
And all right, now these obvious questions, and here's the obvious question, why go to Las Vegas?
Well, because they have to, doesn't matter. I mean, they have to provide if they're doing business with the public, you could say, why go to a swimming pool if people are going to the bathroom in it? Well, all right, I don't want to go to that pool, but they still have to not let people go to the bathroom in it. And the law says if you are doing business with the public, you have to conform to the law.
All right, Stephen Bozell is my guest. Three areas, sex, cigarette smoking, and alcohol, that you would like to do away with in Las Vegas to give the gambler a fair shot, correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
All right, I'm not really all that familiar with gambling. I am. I'm very much a lightweight when it comes to all of that stuff. I like to play, you know, I bet football and stuff like that, but I'm not a heavy gambler. You have more of an experience in Las Vegas. So what about the city and the combined entertainment interest of Las Vegas? What law are they breaking? This is just a civil action, right?
Well, it's not breaking a law, but my attorney wrote it down.
Well, the basis of your suit, like I said, was in those three areas.
Yeah, the malicious intent of the city of Las Vegas to induce you to use either a hotel room phone or a cell phone to call for a prostitute. You know, as soon as you get there, you're on your cell phone calling for a prostitute, and also to allow cigarette smoke in the casino, thus rendering any customer dumber or less intelligent, and also they further introduce the customer to the alcohol.
All right, a lot of people might say that's why you go to Vegas.
For what, sir?
Well, I mean, to the sex, the, you know, this kind of thing.
No, if you're familiar with Las Vegas at all, the reason you go to Las Vegas is to gamble and to win money. And they make it so, as soon as you get there, you tell the cab driver to take you over to Cheetah, Olympic Gardens, and the humiliation of being behind a beaded curtain, probably 2 hours after you get there.
Okay, sir, I'm following you. I'm going to give my phone number out.
Yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Stephen Bozell is with me. He is a man who is proposing a class action lawsuit against the city of Las Vegas, conspiring. Basically, you're accusing the entire casino infrastructure of thieving money from people because they have sex, smoking, and alcohol attendant to the gambling experience.
That is correct, yes.
Now, tell me again, I don't know, what do you mean by a beaded curtain?
If you go to many of these clubs that are...
You're talking about a, like you mentioned, Olympic Gardens or...
Yes, that's correct, yeah. I went to Las Vegas 2 weeks ago with my brother-in-law and with my father-in-law. And I had told them that I was a very good blackjack player, that they should give me some of their money and I will double it up. When we arrived, we immediately called for a limousine service to drive us to the Olympic Gardens.
Why?
I'm sorry?
Why did you do that? If your intent was to go to Las Vegas and gamble, why did you immediately call for a limo?
That's what I'm trying to say to you, and that's what I think our lawsuit very clearly draws out. That's what they do, because from the minute you get there, they are showing you pictures of women and all of this. And so now you're not thinking about gambling. You want to go and see these women who are not wearing their clothes or whatever. And so we took the limo service over there. Inside of 2 hours, I was taken to a room where there's a beaded curtain behind the beaded curtain room. I gave the young lady, I think, around $150, $200. Now I'm thinking maybe some...
This is emotional for you because of the kids?
Yes, sir, because of my children.
Okay, go ahead.
I gave the lady about $150, $200, thinking, okay, now she's going to...
perform some sexual act.
Yes, sir. And she didn't do it then, and I said, well, when will you do it? And she said, okay, you have to go behind another door. And so that was another $300. And in the course of the evening, it was $1,500. And all she did really was rub my leg or whatever. I don't want to say graphically.
Well, did she didn't engage in any sex act.
No, sir, she did not. But they make you think they will. And the other thing is I said to her, do you want to have breakfast? Because she acted like she cared about me.
And what happened at the end of the night is you were $1,500 lighter. You didn't have sex with this woman. She didn't even go to breakfast with you. And you didn't have any more gambling money?
No, well, that was my budget for gambling. Now I had to dip into other monies that my wife told me not to, and I did. And so that's what they do. And I want to warn everybody in your audience, especially peoples from the South, which is where I'm from, and also people who come from the upper Midwest. You don't go to Las Vegas. Don't ever do it. Man, don't do it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm not a big gambler. I've been to Vegas for a lot of shows. I've been to Vegas over the years, but strictly a nickel and dime guy. We're talking to a gentleman here who fancies himself a pretty good card player, good blackjack player. He does like to play the poker rooms. He is a man who goes to Las Vegas. He is proposing a lawsuit against the city of Las Vegas because the entertainment apparatus is conspires. It's structured in such a way so as to rob you of your money before you actually gamble. He mentioned his experience at one or two of the nightclubs where there's a lot of very beautiful women dancing. When he talks about beaded curtains, it's more or less a private lap dance that costs you a lot of money. My understanding is they do, you know, they come onto you pretty good. And then there is the... what else was he saying? The alcohol, I don't know if you know this or not, but on the floors of the casinos, the alcohol is free. So you can sit and play, and they'll come up and ask you what your drink order is. And then finally, there's a unrestricted cigarette smoking, which can constrict the blood vessel, can limit oxygen to the brain, and makes you, as this gentleman said, dumber as soon as you get off the plane. 1-800-449-8686. Is it time to take on Las Vegas in a massive lawsuit? That every effort is to keep you from your money. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. For a lawsuit against the entire entertainment infrastructure, the entire business infrastructure of the city of Las Vegas for conspiring. And I want to look to the points here. To allow cigarette smoke in the casinos that renders any customer less intelligent than when they last played cards with their friends. Number one... It calls for, it induces you to use either a hotel room phone or cell phone to call for a prostitute upon arrival or to call for a shuttle to the Olympic Gardens. And then finally, number three, by plying the customer with free drinks, they further introduce to the customer and player an environment that was not in evidence when they last played cards at their house or a friend's house. In other words, you're not as skillful a card player, right?
I don't want to say I'm not as skillful a card player. I think I'm a very good card player. But I'm sure you can understand that when you go to a club, and I don't want to mention any club in particular, but...
Well, you can say, though, I've been to the Olympic Gardens. It's a great place. Is that what you're talking about with the beaded curtain and all that?
Well, yeah. But, you know, one girl said, you know, I said to her, it's pretty busy in here. And she goes, do you want some privacy?
Can I ask you something? Forgive me, sir. You're married, right?
Yes, sir, I am. And I'm not proud of a lot of that. But I'm sure you understand, I didn't have sex with none of them.
But it was your intention to have sex with them, correct?
When the girl says, do you want to go somewhere private, I think it's a reasonable, I guess, thinking way to think that she's going to do that for you, yeah.
So you go by behind two sets of beaded curtains, nothing happens. All right, 1-800-449.
Yeah, nothing happened, and also I was out $1,500.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Daisy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, hi. How are you doing today?
Good, ma'am.
I disagree with the man. Number one, I am ashamed of what he did. I'm surprised that he has a wife, and she told him to go ahead and do this on the radio. He should be embarrassed with himself. Las Vegas is an entertainment city.
Yes,
what you see is what you get.
Oh, no, that's not, see, that right there, that's not true, because when I go and she
let
said,
me finish.
If you have $300 to go behind the beaded curtain, I went behind the beaded curtain.
You already had a chance. Let's talk. You
now let the lady finish.
You spent hoping to have sex with this lady. That's a shame. You're a married man with kids. Number two.
I'm not proud of that.
Why did you go straight to the club? Why didn't you just go straight to your hotel?
Okay,
he had options.
Okay,
he didn't have to go to the club. That's a choice that made. This is a free country. You made that choice, that you paid for the choice.
And that's a very good question. I want to answer that question.
That's not the city's fault.
That is the fault of the city.
In the first place.
It's the fault of the city in that when I got there... Because I'll tell you why. I got out of my cab...
It's like saying that, I'm calling from Miami. It's like saying that you get drowned in Miami Beach, therefore you should sue the city of Miami for having so much water.
Why do they have lifeguards?
Why do they have lifeguards? If anything happens there, you'd be responsible.
Yeah, but why do they have lifeguards?
Guess what? There's sometimes when the sea is rough and they tell people not to go in, and they still go in. And is the city going to be responsible
for that? We don't call it the sea.
That?
We call it the ocean here. It's not the sea.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't make any difference. Look, I want to jump in with a question. This is a very good question that Daisy asked you, Steve. what is causing you to go into your room? You intended to go to your room, get a shower.
Yes, sir. And I was going to get cleaned up.
And then you were going to go downstairs to play blackjack.
Yes.
Okay. Exactly. That's what you should have done.
Why did you call the limo?
Because as soon as you get out of the car and you see the doorman, the first thought that's going to go through your head is, I wonder if he knows about prostitutes.
You have dirty thoughts already. You already had dirty thoughts. You would have done the same thing in Miami or in Japan. It's not Las Vegas.
I know that I have a dirty mind, and I don't. I'm sorry about that.
Because the same thing that you did there, you would have done in any other city in this country. I don't think it's about Las Vegas at all. It's about you and your personality.
I want to ask you a question. So when you saw the doorman, the first thing you think of, I wonder if he can hook me up with a prostitute?
Can you imagine that?
No, that's a normal thought, ma'am, that men will have.
I got to tell you,
Do you have a normal thought, Phil? If he went to Las Vegas, was that a normal thought?
Okay, but one other thing. When you get into the cab, the thing they have in the ads in the cab is about sex. They show a girl's breasts and everything and all the clubs.
They advertise cigarettes on TV every single day and alcohol. I've never tasted them before.
They
you
don't,
know why? Because I know it's not good for me.
It's not, they don't advertise,
my choice.
They don't advertise cigarettes in America anymore. They may advertise it in Antigua.
All right.
Yes, I know that. But even when you go to the stores, you listen to the signs, even though they say you show an ID, I could buy cigarettes in the store.
Okay.
I don't because it's my choice not to.
All right, but why did she take me behind the beaded curtain?
No, I don't have to. You publicize yourself, so you need to be talked to. Okay, why would we do it behind the curtain?
She took
I'm just so sorry that
you
guys...
You got to speak English.
You know, we allowed you to go through this.
Ma'am, you need to speak English. I'm very...
She is speaking English.
Excuse me, I am speaking English.
Well, you're going...
That's why you're in that situation right now.
Okay, let me ask you something. How do you explain the 20-foot-tall billboard of showgirls at the airport? Yeah, now I got you.
No, you didn't get me. I ignore it. Excuse me?
How do you ignore it? That's like ignoring...
I went to play blackjack in Las Vegas.
Sure.
That's what I go for.
Ma'am, if a 20-foot-high Frankenstein...
It's your choice.
Ma'am, if
darling, you might as well say we should lock up all the bars in this country because
people
get drunk.
No, ma'am, I'm just saying, if a 20-foot-high Frankenstein came ripping through your house, I'll just ignore him.
Let's lock up all the bars and all the restaurants in this country. What do you think? Because people get drunk in bars.
Lick up my bowels,
Let's lock up all the bars. Don't you
what
think?
Look up all the bars. All right, Daisy, very good points. I'm going to move on to another call. Thank you very much.
Well, she said look up my bowels.
No, she said look into the bars. And your analogy to Frankenstein is a little bit of a stretch. 1-800-449-8686. Mark, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm listening to the show. I'm on the way up to San Antonio. And this dude needs to just say no. You know, we're assaulted day in, day out on television with all kinds of scenes and stuff that we have to just delineate, you know, what's important and what's not in our life. Number one, I think the lady made a good point. If you're married and you care about your wife and kids and you have any morals, you're not going to be going in a whorehouse to begin with.
Sir, the Olympic Garden, not a whorehouse.
Yeah, it's not a whorehouse, but it is a very...
sex for money, that's a whorehouse.
Well,
you
that's a good...
the young lady to give you sex
for
money.
Yeah, that's a good point, Steve. What about that?
I mean,
well, I don't consider... The Olympic Garden is a very classy... And if they gave you sex in there, I'm
classy
sure it would be... What?
It's a classy whorehouse, but it doesn't matter. They're exchanging money for sex or the problem
for sex.
Why
doesn't anybody see my side of it, which is I gave them close to $1,500.
Well, you're foolish.
You believe that the use of the allowed use of tobacco in the casinos limits the amount of oxygen that people are being able to breathe and thus makes them less capable in terms of their... motor sensory skills to gamble, right?
Yes, sir. And also because I think that, you're also being told you have to drink. And
we don't tell you have to drink.
Well, I mean, what do you call it when they send a girl up to your table who's, very hot looking and says, what do you want to have to drink? And I don't usually drink. And
so what do you do? Do you drink alcohol when you're in Vegas?
Yes, I do. And I don't usually drink.
Why do you drink up there?
Because, again, and this is where your audience needs to get more sophisticated, a lot of the girls they hire are very well built, and they hold the tray, and I don't mean to be salacious, and I'm not trying to be suggestive or engage in any kind of childlike psychology, but I think there's a very obvious connection between a girl holding a tray directly below her breasts and the first place that we ever took nourishment.
Right.
And to turn that into something filthy.
The idea being, would you like something to drink? She's offering her breasts.
That's the intimation, yes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Lori. Lori, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Stephen Bozell.
Hey, Phil, I just have a couple things to say. There are beautiful women all across the United States. This
not
man
like
obviously
Vegas, but
did not need to leave his town in order to have these thoughts. He admitted he has perverted thoughts. He admitted he's married. He said he has family, and he took money from his family to pay for what he thought was sex. And I don't know about him, but marriage vows are pretty similar across the United States.
Well, ma'am,
and this guy
all,
is taking money from his family.
First of all, ma'am, I'd say, you say there's women like this where I'm from. I'm living right now in Corona, California. And I can tell you right now, there's not a woman in Corona, California that looks as good as what they got at the Olympic
you
Gardens.
You said yourself that you have perverted thoughts. I feel very sorry for your family that you can't go out of town and enjoy yourself. Were you with your father-in-law? Isn't that what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Your family should have been the first thing on your mind wherever you're at. You do not have to blame. This is as frivolous as the people that are fat blaming McDonald's
I have to point out to you, at this time, her father-in-law was in the chair next to me.
That's his choice. You're a big boy. You made the choice. Don't try to displace the blame. You be an adult and take
me?
The responsibility. You are choosing to blame other people. We teach our children to make good choices.
Ma'am,
in preschool.
You need
to learn to make good choices.
Me, my father-in-law, and my brother-in-law all lined up three in a row getting lap dances.
Are you going to sue them also?
No, I'm saying that they are also victims of the same paradigm, if you will.
This is very complicated, and you're making something out of nothing. You chose to go and waste your money on that. You sound like someone who is smoking something beyond cigarettes.
Hold on for a minute, man. I'll ignore that insult.
Let me pop in here and ask.
Are you educated? That's what I do.
I own my own business. I own my own business. I support a family. Are you educated?
Do you have an education?
I think you need to be educated to support a family, own a business, make a payroll.
And go waste $1,500 on what you think is going to be sex and blame it on somebody else.
There you go. See, now you're the victim of the propaganda. Las Vegas, when I went there, I had pressed slacks and a brand new cardigan sweater I was going to put on, go downstairs,
because
drink
you want
only
to look
ice
good
water.
For the hookers.
I beg your pardon?
You're trying to look good and portray an image that you're not.
No,
you're
ma'am, I was going
to
go downstairs.
Wait a minute. You were going to go downstairs in your press slacks and your cardigan sweater and drink only ice water and play blackjack.
Yes, sir.
What are you trying to sell?
And within 20 minutes, you're at the Olympic Gardens behind the beaded curtain.
Okay, boy, I'll tell you. You want to laugh at a man?
He's setting himself up, though, for this lawsuit. He said he's a perverted mind.
How am I a pervert, ma'am, when I want a woman to do the... Oh, that's perverted? Wow. I feel sorry for your husband.
I would love it if you would listen to yourself.
What did I say?
You said earlier you have a perverted mind. I heard that. That's why I called.
I think dirty thoughts.
Give me an example of a dirty thought that you think.
I see. This is his example. He already gave us one. He sees the doorman and he thinks perverted thoughts. That's beyond perversion.
Ma'am, it is a totally natural thought to walk into a hotel in Las Vegas, see a doorman, and ask where a whorehouse is.
But you didn't ask. You said,
I bet you the doorman in Vegas
wasn't a whorehouse.
I beg your pardon. No,
you
I didn't.
You said you were going to an upscale establishment.
All right, well, let me cut through all this. You didn't want to go to a whorehouse, but as soon as you saw this doorman, you thought about the Olympic Gardens?
Yes, sir. And I went there, and I paid $1,500, and they said, go behind those beaded curtains, then go behind those beaded curtains, and all the girl, she maybe got it about that far away from my nose, and that's as close as it got.
Okay,
so
I don't want to hear.
Cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
Had you already been exposed to? How much alcohol did you drink on your plane? How much cigarette smoke
was
on your
plane? I
was
stone cold sober. Stone cold sober.
So you get into town and you're blaming alcohol that you haven't even taken in your body.
I'm blaming the sex that came out of that man, the thought contact between me and the doorman. There was almost
kind of
a telepathy.
Sounds like a psychotic issue or something.
Ma'am, no.
Any man
will tell you there's a telepathic connection. When you get to Vegas, you see a doorman, it's almost like he's telling you, go to a whore.
No, he's not, man.
Well, it's like...
You're thinking of the image of those guys. All right, listen, Lori, thank you for your call.
Hey,
1-800-449-8686. Stephen Bozell from Corona, California. Is Las Vegas conspiring beyond its ability to manipulate money in the card rooms in the casinos, which we're very well aware of, and we even actually enjoy it because we know we'll never beat them? But are they conspiring beyond the doors of the casinos to take our money, to set us up for that casino experience with the sex, with the alcohol, the cigarette smoking, and so on and so forth? I'm speaking with Stephen Bozell here on the Phil Henry Show, a construction contractor from Corona, California, who upon his arrival in Las Vegas, he had earmarked something in the neighborhood of $1,500 to gamble with, and within 8 hours he had dropped all of it at a place called the Olympic Gardens. Very beautiful women, very nice, classy dance joint, where they'll give you a private lap dance, and, you know, the sky's the limit on it, on stuff like that. So he wound up drunk and broke at midnight. 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Henry Show. Proposed lawsuit against the city, the Hotel and Casino Association of Las Vegas, the Chamber of Commerce, because in Vegas, he intended on gambling. He feels that's the main reason why he go to Vegas, and instead he wound up getting sidetracked by adult dancers, alcohol, cigarettes, so on and so forth. Tell me this, you wound up hiring one?
I called a service, and a girl came to my room and danced for me. At that time, I did have my brother-in-law and my father-in-law with me. At that particular time, she told me to lay on the floor, and I am not proud of this. I've tried to explain this to my wife. I put a $20 bill in my mouth.
All right, I think I know where you're going.
Okay, so my father-in-law was taking pictures, and the next morning I got the camera, and I began ripping the film out, and that's when we got involved in a confrontation, because he asked me, why are you ripping the film out? I said, three yeses and the first two don't count. You know, I can't have you showing these pictures. He said, I'm not going to show them to anybody. I said, I don't care.
So you hire a woman to come back to your hotel room, and she's doing some exotic stuff for you guys in the room, and she didn't have sex. You guys didn't have sex?
No, and that's the other thing I don't understand. She said we didn't pay enough money, but I didn't have any more left because I dropped $1,500 at the Olympic Gardens that I would have had enough money for her.
Well, your story is getting a little. Are you blaming?
No, I don't mean to make it more confusing. I'm just saying that's kind of a side thought. You know, I would have had enough money for an actual, you know, a hooker, but I dropped the money at the Olympic Gardens where they don't have no hookers, just dancers. Now she comes back to the room, and when I said, okay, may I have sex, she goes, how much, you know, it'll cost this much, and I didn't have any more money. And my brother-in-law wouldn't lend me any.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Brittany, go ahead, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Okay, I had a couple of questions for your guests there.
Yes, ma'am.
One of them was, why are you happy at home with your family?
Oh, I love my wife and kids very much.
Okay, are you satisfied with your home life?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Why would
then I guess
be?
I don't know. I guess my question would be, if you are satisfied with your home life and satisfied with your family and your wife and everything like that, why you feel when you go to Vegas that you have to go and sleep with or want to go and do these things with these prostitutes and go
because
to these clubs?
That's
when
the whole
you went
point.
There specifically, it's when you went there specifically to gamble.
That's the whole point. When you go to Las Vegas, they immediately start shoving it in your face.
Okay, so as soon as you step on the plane, there is somebody standing there saying, you need to go to, before you can even go into the casino,
almost,
you need to go.
Ma'am, I can tell you, if you've ever been to Las Vegas, it is almost like a mental mind control or something. I don't know how to explain it.
Well, come on, you're not going to go into a courtroom and tell the judge it's mind control.
But I can tell you this much. The suggestive advertising, when you go down to the floor of the casino and you say, and she comes over, would you like a drink, and the tray's right under her breasts? Well,
right, and I heard that, and
hello.
I understand that. But do you not have a mind of your own? I mean,
of course I do,
ma'am. There are millions and millions of people who go to Vegas every year, and I don't see any of them having this lawsuit.
Well, ma'am, look, you can say nobody ever did it, but it's... You know, the first guy that thought of the thing is the first guy that thought of the thing. And people probably say, well, why didn't I think of that? In fact, the matter is, you know, Las Vegas is a place, if we have such strong willpower, how come there's so many fat people and they can't go on diets and lose the weight? It's because it's tough, Right now, what I'm trying to say is, I went over to the Olympic Gardens. Okay, that's a mistake. But Las Vegas made me go there.
Then, they made you. They forced you to go to the Olympic Gardens.
Why would I go behind three sets of beaded curtains only to have her get it like an inch from my nose, and that's
because
about as
you're
good
a
as
pervert?
It gets.
And because you wanted that. That's why you went
Can
there.
Can you knock it off with an inch from my nose?
I'm sorry, sir, but I'm just saying, $1,500, and it got maybe within a half a foot of my nose.
Well, I guess what my question is, if you are happy with your life, why do you have to go and spend $1,500 on somebody who what your wife could give you for free? Because you are married. You have kids.
Well, I don't know how to say this to you, but what they got at the Olympic Gardens, man, I ain't got that at home.
Well, that's pretty insulting to your wife, isn't it?
Well, you know what I'm talking about, Mr. Henry. You're a man, for God's sake. Why do you got to suck up to the women?
I'm not sucking up. I'm just saying, boy, that day, if your wife was listening to that...
I don't mean... I love my wife. I love her with all of my heart. I'm just saying, are you kidding me? You think I'm going to drop $3,000, go behind four sets of beaded curtains and a steel-reinforced door, only to have it get a half a foot from my nose and that's it?
Okay,
all right,
well,
Brittany, thank you so much for your call.
Not a problem.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We'll go to Beth. Beth, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I am totally appalled by what he's saying. You know...
Ma'am, I'm trying to explain this in the terms of what the people are talking about.
I understand. I have a brother who lives in Vegas. And
he knows.
He's a happily married man. Never once has he had to go and buy a hooker to... And spend $1,500.
Well,
nobody is force feeding you. Nobody
is he married to a dancer?
No, he's not.
He may be married to a woman who works at the Cheetah.
He doesn't. She happens to be an ophthalmologist.
Well, a lot of those girls work two jobs.
I don't think so.
They do.
That's not what my sister-in-law does. But what I'm saying to you is that this is first of all,
after
you insulted your wife.
How did I insult my wife?
By saying that whatever you can find in Las Vegas, you can't find at home.
I didn't say that. I said...
Yes, you did. You know, a previous caller said that maybe you should be listening to what you're saying.
Okay. What I said was, when I get in the cab, there's a picture of a woman, there's her breasts. Then I
Big
go into
deal.
The room, there's
if
another
If I go into a place and there's a picture of some guy with his wiener hanging out, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to go looking for it. No
well,
one is forcing you to do
that. I find that hard to believe. Now, what you said right there is probably a lie. Now,
no, it's not a lie.
Let's assume
you know
people
what?
Are telling the truth here. Now, hold on.
No, but this lady says, just like I said that last lady, if a 25-foot-high Frankenstein creature come busting through her front door, she's trying to make me believe, oh, well, just ignore it. Yeah?
No, you
are you going to ignore it while
it
eats your kid?
You look at it, you admire it, but that doesn't mean you have to go jump on it and spend $1,500.
If it's eating your kid, you're not going to jump it.
No.
I'd be all over that thing like white on rice.
I know. I work too hard for my money to go and spend $1,500 on something that's just going to be...
So you're not going to jump a Frankenstein monster if he's eating your kid's head like a Tootsie Pop?
That's
yeah,
a little
sure.
bit different situation.
Right.
That's not for sex.
Exactly. All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. So we've gone from the image of a hooker at the Olympic, not a hooker, but a beautiful dancer at the Olympic Gardens to a 20-foot-high monster coming through the front door, eating your kid's head like a Tootsie Pop. We'll be right back. The world-famous Phil Henry.
When you go to the city of Las Vegas, Nevada, be very careful when you get off the plane. Know where your hotel is, because they try... And I swear to God, it's mind meld or it's a mind...
It's not mind melding, man. This isn't Mr. Spock.